Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. We've got the fall sale beginning today.
Big time. Yes, it's the biggest wine sale of the year, and it starts today. And, of course, also today we have the grand tasting in all the stores from 1 to 4. Taste a lot of different wines, even some fairly expensive wines. To try to stock your cellar for the upcoming holiday season or just for the winter's repast that you're going to have down the pike. And holiday season or just for the winter's repast that you're going to have down the pike. And let's not forget, today I thought I would talk about, speaking of repast, game. Game is kind of a funny thing to pair wine with. A lot of people are put off by it and worried by it, etc. It's very, very simple. You know, game basically is other meats that are like, say, beef. When we talk about venison and moose, elk, caribou, etc., are all in that same family, the deer family. And venison has gotten so popular, you see it, ground venison, in the supermarkets. Same thing with ground bison. And so game isn't as exotic as it once was. But it really takes a special knack to pair things properly. For example, antelope is a little different than venison, flavor-wise. And it's also in a different family. The meat is more closely related to goat than it is to venison. In fact, there's a sagey taste usually in an antelope that you want to take into consideration when you're picking a wine or anything to go with it. And, you know, don't forget, most game doesn't have the same amount of fat that domestic stuff does. They're very, very lean, so you have to make sure that the end result is fairly moist, and that means not overcooking it. You know, some people, you'd go to their house and have venison, and you might as well be chewing on a hockey puck. They just cook the hell out of it. And that's, you really want to treat it like a fine tenderloin of beef and cook it on the medium or medium rare side. And then don't forget, wine makes a fabulous, fabulous marinade. And wine also, because of the enzymes in it, tenderizes your game very nicely as well. One of my favorite recipes is two parts wine, one part olive oil, and then whatever spices you want. Two parts wine, one part olive oil, and then your spices. And today, with the magic of those Ziploc bags, you can make an ounce or two of that marinade will cover a pretty hefty slab of meat in that bag with the air taken out, and all that's left in there is the marinade in the bag. And you don't have to marinate too long, but a marinade should be at least 20 minutes and can be good up to 2 or 3 hours even, because that game is going to benefit from the tenderizing and also the subtle flavor that the wine and the spices are going to add. Bison is so popular today, and there's a good reason for it. It's so lean, there's less fat in bison than there is in turkey. And what would you pair with bison? Well, here comes a surprise. I like Merlot with bison. In spite of that funny movie years ago and the decline in the sale of Merlot, Merlot is an absolutely wonderful grape type. And it has cherry edges and even a little chocolatey spice in the nose, etc. Goes just perfect with bison. Zinfandel is not to be overlooked either with bison. It's a red, flavorful meat, etc. You know, rabbit is one of my favorite dishes. Rabbit isn't too gamey. It's kind of lean and sweet and calls for a lighter wine or even a white wine. You could have with rabbit, say you're just sautéing rabbit legs, you could just serve that with a kind of a buttery Chardonnay. It would be absolutely delicious. Or a very light red wine, maybe a southern Burgundy like a Sauvigny Le Bon would be good with rabbit. Or even a pleasant, if you know of a good little Cote de Rhone, it would be just wonderful. And don't forget the sauces. because when you're pairing game, it's the same thing as when you're pairing anything. You want to pair it with the most flavorful spice or seasoning that's in the food. If that's the meat itself, that's fine. But if you're putting in some heavy spice in there, like oregano or garlic or something, be sure and keep that in mind when you're picking the wine to go with it. One kind of universal thing, in my opinion, is Southern Burgundies. They go very nicely with almost every kind of game. As I said, elk and venison and caribou are all sort of in the deer family and somewhat simpler. A moose, for example, is a little sweeter, in my opinion, than most other deer products. And I like a Syrah blend with them, or a Sangiovese. Sangiovese is the principal grape type of the Chianti region of Italy, and one of Italy's major grape types entirely is Sangiovese. And the Sangiovese, you can get a little expensive one. There's one called La Tosca, and it's Verona is the family, and La Tosca is the wine, and it's a simple little Sangiovese, just a delicious little wine, not expensive at all, and would be perfect with most of these dishes, even like moose, big, powerful moose. And if you into big, powerful wines, Northern Rhones would go very well because of the predominance of Syrah, but you wouldn't want something as big as a Hermitage. Something a little on the lighter side from a Northern Rhone would be perfect. And then, right as we speak, of course, venison being the most popular, what would you have with that? Well, again, almost anything goes with it. Let's not forget our old friend of the American weed, Zinfandel. There's one called Provenera Zinfandel. It's not very expensive. And that Provenera, I think, goes just perfectly with any kind of venison. And again, a lot depends on the preparation. If you're having a backstrap or tenderloin of venison, you'll have a different wine than you would if you're having venison chili or you're having venison stew. As I said, the real basics in all these pairings is the preparation and the principal seasoning that you're going to use. You can take a general rule of thumb that with almost all game, red wine is the best. I don't like to make generalities, but there's very, very few game dishes that wouldn't do very well with a red wine. Having said that, you know, once we went boar hunting in Germany, and I'll tell you, having that boar with a great Riesling was a treat that I won't soon forget. Wild boar is absolutely delicious and hard to come by, but if you have a friend that's got some wild boar, try it out. It's a little different, obviously, than our pork, but it's, again, really good. And any Rheingau, again, German white wine from the Rheingau, would go absolutely terrific with something like that. You know, duck is probably our most popular hunting dish in Minnesota. And, of course, we're still in the midst of duck season. And again, duck calls for, it's a meatier, dark meat. It's very flavorful. And it really calls for a light red wine, in my opinion. Again, you can't go wrong with duck, with a little Cote de Rhone. They're absolutely delicious. We talked about those little Cote de Rhones all through the summer. They're wonderful wines. They're one of the great values in the French wine market today are Cote de Rhones. I mean, it's very hard to get a Cote de Rhone for over $20. You can do it, of course, but hard to find because it's a more inexpensive, accessible wine that is really delicious. What about grouse or dove? Well, again, those are very light, and with that, my favorite is a white wine from the Rhone Valley, again, but it comes from everywhere else, called Viognier. And that Viognier is just a remarkable white wine. It's perfect with grouse, in my opinion. Or you could also have with grouse a Chardonnay. That's a nice pairing, too. And again, how you're going to prepare the grouse. Quail is good. You want a little more earthy Chardonnay or a very light red. Again, a Merlot would fill the bill very nicely with quail. Partridge, any light red, even a Beaujolais would be pretty good with partridge. And game really needs an assertive wine, but not a wine that's going to overpower the game dish. There's one from Italy called Amarone. It's a poor man's Amarone. So, because a real Amarone would be almost too powerful with most of these game dishes, whereas that Amarone Amarone is an inexpensive wine. It's under $15, and it would be absolutely perfect. And let's not overlook, as I said, one of my favorite ways to have venison is venison chili. And one of my sons makes an absolutely terrific venison chili that I look forward to every year at duck camp because he always serves it for lunch. And it's just delicious. And with that, again, how about our friend Pravinera Zinfandel? It goes perfectly with it, and that's what we happen to have this year when we had that wonderful venison chili, is a little of that Pravinera Zinfandel. But anyway, I think you get the idea. All these wines are enhanced by wine. All these dishes are enhanced by wine. There's no question about it. And as I said, you want to use the wine when you're cooking with it, like any other spice, sparingly. Don't overdo it. The only time you really overdo cooking with wine is coq au vin, which is a French dish, and it's coq, rooster, cooked in red wine, and they cook that rooster in a whole bottle of red wine, because a rooster, by the time they're ready to put it in the pot, is pretty old, stringy, and tough. And that bottle of wine, as it cooks, flavors it and tenderizes it, and all of a sudden that chicken, or that coq au vin, is a delicious and really very edible thing. If it wasn't cooked that way, it'd be pretty hard to cook it any other way. So, but that's an exception, using that much wine to cook something with. Just a dash of wine, enough to give it some flavor and dimension, is all you really want. And like I said, doing this, you really enhance the game flavor, and you're going to enhance the meal for everybody else by having a wine that goes very, very well with these various game dishes. And I encourage all my hunting buddies out there that if you go and get it, you ought to be able to cook it. And that doesn't mean throwing it on the grill and making hockey pucks out of wonderful duck breasts. Take a little time. All the recipes are simple and easy to follow. And cook your own game. You'll appreciate the game that much more, and you'll have that much more fun and anticipation on the next hunting season of how you're going to take that different bird or venison or something home and prepare it for the whole family and share your bounty. After all, we all started out as hunter-gatherers, emphasis on hunter. And so a hunter, in my opinion, should also be able to fix something up. And no matter what wine you're going to have with it, as I said, the wine is going to enhance the flavor of the dish, and it'll add to your dining pleasure, as well as it makes the dish a little more sophisticated, if you will. And having wine with any meal makes the meal a special occasion. I remember old Fritzy Haskell used to say, if you had the boss is coming over for dinner, don't fret. Just put candles on the table, and he wouldn't care whether it was Chateaubriand or meatloaf, and serve a bottle of wine. And there's still some truth in that today. A bottle of wine seems to make a meal go easier, at a more leisurely pace. And you'll enjoy it more, and I guarantee you your guests will enjoy it just as much as you do, because cooking wine and cooking with wine is absolutely as fun as can be. And there's nothing better to cook wine with than game. And so whether you're going to have wild boar or bison burgers, try one of these wines with those things, and I guarantee you that you're going to increase your enjoyment, and you've enhanced the value of that dinner immeasurably.
What a better time to find that wine now during the fall sale.
The fall sale at Haskell's is going on right now, and it's a lulu. We have over 90 BOGOs, hundreds and hundreds of wines on sale, spirits, beers, everything. And today is the start of that. this morning at all of the Haskell stores. And there's a Haskell store near you where you'll really want to go today and save big bucks on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior right at the Excelsior dock. There's a Haskell's in Faribault off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from all over the world. In downtown Minneapolis, with all the sporting going on this weekend, we're open Saturday and Sunday, and we have free parking in downtown Minneapolis. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And, of course, if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, and it'll show you, even though a lot of the recipes I talk about here are on the line there, go to Haskell's.com, and it'll show you, even though a lot of the recipes I talk about here are on the line there. So, and don't forget, Haskell's does deliver.
Absolutely. Jack, good luck with that fall sale. I'm looking forward to it myself, and we'll talk again next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.